Okay, Mayor Adams becomes the first sitting mayor of New York City to be indicted by a federal grand jury. He released a statement last night saying he always knew he'd been a target once he became mayor, and he plans to fight the charges because he is innocent. So those charges are expected to be unsealed later today. We'll be hearing more about it. Officials say the time to prepare is now. Hurricane Helene forecast to make landfall in Florida's Big Bend region late today as a Category 4 storm. Helene expected to bring life-threatening storm surge, damaging winds, and flooding to much of Florida and the southeastern U.S. More than a third of children across the globe are now nearsighted, and those numbers are expected to rise. New research finds that nearsightedness has been on the rise from 24% in 1990 to nearly 36% in 2023, and some are saying the pandemic and kids being at home and in front of the screens for so much time and not outdoors. That makes sense. Yeah, affecting our vision, unfortunately. Pet food is being recalled over possible salmonella and listeria contamination. FDA says it discovered the presence of the bacteria and products from Answers Pet Food and Darwin's Natural Pet Products during sample testing. Mm-hmm. So I just want to give you a heads
up. Take note of that.
Please, Broadway theaters will dim their lights tonight for 1 minute in honor of James Earl Jones. In sports, the Yankees lost to Baltimore 9-7. Rest of the Mets Braves series in Atlanta postponed because of Hurricane Helene. They're going to play a doubleheader on Monday. Giants hosting the Cowboys, MetLife Stadium tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thursday night football.
We got some Thursday night football. And how much do we love football and tailgating? Some people like it more than the holiday season. 7 in 10 tailgaters say they look forward to this more than celebrating holidays. The feelings they get around tailgating and the buddy experience before a football game, a quarter of the people polled said they love to go to tailgate parties, and some even stay in the parking lot even though they have tickets to go into the game. They're having so much fun over there.
I know a few people that actually go to the game and just go to, well, they go to the tailgate part and don't go to the game.
Wow.
And they really enjoy it, the whole atmosphere and everything.
And the hot dogs are that good.
Yeah. It's always fun when you're... when your friend sets everything up.
Yes, exactly. You've got to have some cool friends who do that.
If you're the person in charge of setting up the tailgating, that can be tough. Uh-huh. All right, your weather today, we're talking clouds, maybe a little bit of sun, and a high of 75. Light FM.
An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly. New Chardonnay, it's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late, and isn't it ironic? Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
And yeah, I really do think it's like rain.
Cubby and Christine in the morning. We are 106.7 Light FM. And Christine, I have to say, do I get any brownie points for noticing right off the bat I love your hair.
Thank you.
Isn't that like a pet peeve when people don't notice? Not with you, but just in general.
I think for a lot of people, yeah. But usually from our, you know, our partners. You're my work partners.
Well,
so
yeah.
You would get a pass if you didn't notice. Eric needs to notice, and he did.
We're married from 6 a.m. to 10.
This is true.
Pretty much.
This is true.
But I walked in, I noticed that beautiful hair.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Give a shout out to Christina, my hairdresser, because she's wonderful.
Christina!
Ricardo Maggiore Salon here in New York.
Does she even listen?
She does, yeah. I don't know
but
if
later.
She's up right now, but
right.
Sometimes she's up super, super early. I know I've said hi to the salon, and Ricardo, the owner, hears us. And
that's cool.
And he says, thank you.
That's
so
nice.
Yeah, it is. It is nice because they're wonderful over there. So.
And here's my other question, Christine. Did it rain at all? Because when you get your hair done, usually the days you do, it rains.
Yep.
Anything?
Just it did
little,
rain.
Just a little though.
Mist?
Just a little misty.
Okay.
So yesterday and then this morning when I was coming in. Because yes, if I should let the world know, or New York City at least, when I make a hair appointment, plan
right.
on rain.
It's almost like when you get your car washed.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you get your car washed, it usually rains a day later.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and you're like, oh, I could have done that.
Right, right, right. Hey, let's check in with producer Jamie, who's working from home today. But your final 2 days on the air with us, how was your day yesterday? I mean, it was filled with emotion, I have to say. That's my opinion.
It really was. I'm emotionally tired.
Yeah. After you made the announcement that you were officially leaving us, people were just everywhere giving you hugs left and right.
Such support from our listeners on Instagram and Facebook and reaching out to me. And I felt so loved and supported yesterday. It was truly, really so unexpected. And I feel so special. Thank you to everybody and both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank
that.
You.
It was emotional for all of us yesterday. Because even though you're on the air with us today and tomorrow, yesterday was your last day in the studio. And every step we took on the way out, we were like, this is the last time we're going to go past this door. This is the last time we're going to go past this elevator. This is the last time we're going to get in this elevator. This is the last time we're leaving the building together.
We did.
Yeah. And it was being photographed. Our friend Danielle DeLillo was like filming. Oh, the last time you two were going.
Such a beautiful picture of us.
Yeah.
We're going to do a big photo dump, as they say, on Friday for sure. All right, we're coming right back with three pretty cool things.
More music and more Cubby and Christine coming up. 106.7 Light Up. iHeartRadio Music You Should Know. Featuring Benson Boone. Slow It Down.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now. While your world is spinning out, so slow it down, take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep in dirty waters full of hope is found. Let me pull you out, let me hold you now, let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes? How the future rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never left me is my mother. Oh, I love her, and I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now. So I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future.
Create your own Benson Boone custom station with iHeartRadio.
Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
you.
Pretty cool things you need to know.
Hey, if you see Naomi Whitehead today, she lives in Pennsylvania, born in Georgia. Wish her a happy birthday. Naomi Whitehead is 114 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
The second oldest person in America. Again, she's 114 today, September 26th. In case you're wondering, the oldest living person in America is Elizabeth Francis. She's 115 years old and 62 days. And the oldest living person in the entire world is Tomiko Atuka of Japan. who's 116 years old today.
God bless.
They should all get together because they have a lot in common.
They have a lot to talk about, right?
Yeah, have a party.
You know, you get older, you eat dinner early. Yeah. They're probably having dinner right now.
And then bedtime. Yeah.
All right, Christine, what do you have?
I think this is so super cool. Okay, so a lot of us have Ring doorbell cameras, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they are doing a contest, Ring's Great Ghost Search. If you capture the image of a ghost on your Ring camera, you could win $100,000.
But so many people are going to be faking this.
Well, they said get this all the time. They said they see a lot of things on the cameras, floating orbs and shadows and ghosts. So if you send them the video and they're convinced that it's a ghost, excuse me, you could win $100,000, ring.com/ghost search. There's one grand prize and it's running through November 1st. And I don't think, you know, like Halloween kids trick-or-treating as ghosts
count. That doesn't count.
No. They want the real deal.
It has to be at 3 a.m. on October 9th, some random day.
Up.
Yeah.
Oh my.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. What's your cool thing, Jamie?
Well, I'm going to talk about a lucky group of people. So did you know that an estimated 2% of the population, only 2%, carries a specific gene variant that prevents their armpits from smelling?
Whoa.
Would love to meet that
2%. 2%. That's
all,
it.
All that money saved on deodorant all those years.
So they don't have to do, that 2% doesn't do a darn thing. No deodorant, nothing.
No deodorant. They don't have the gene to smell.
Pretty cool. Right here on Life.
iHeartRadio Music You Should Know. Featuring Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. Die with a Smile.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye, and I don't know what it all means, but since I survived I realized wherever you go that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'm alive.
Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars custom stations with iHeartRadio.
Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Cubby and Christine, it's 106.7 Light FM. Can we do a mystery voice coming up next? I know y'all like that. But I know Jamie really likes
Jamie's
it.
Jamie's really good at it.
She's really good at
it. Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Christine, are you apprehensive? Do you not want to do it?
No, we can do it.
No turning back now.
It's happening.
Coming up next, after Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Light FM.
you say we're just friends, but friends don't know the way you name it. La la la. Cause you know it's been a long time coming, don't let me fall.
Celebrity Mystery Voice on 106.7 Light FM. Cubby and Christine, producer Jamie, a game we play within just the studio here, and you along at home or in the car can play along.
Okay.
But only I, Venmo, Christine or Jamie,
$5. Okay.
That's
$5.
Yeah. I will play you a clip of an interview. This particular clip comes from a Jimmy Kimmel interview. This actress was on Jimmy Kimmel and talking about a new project she was working on. Can you identify the female actress in this clip?
Jim Cameron called.
Uh-huh.
And then he called a second time.
Okay.
And then he called a third time and said, it's about work. And I was like, oh, what's up?
I see. Uh-huh.
Feels like we should know.
Even Jamie couldn't
because
pounce on that
we're
quick.
We're talking about James Cameron, so it's going to be one of his films.
Yeah. And Jamie's normally really fast. But she's not even saying anything.
Wow.
I honestly don't have a clue in the world.
One more time.
Jim Cameron called.
Uh-huh.
And then he called a second time.
Okay.
And then he called a third time and said, it's about work. And I was like, oh, what's up?
I see.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like you're going to say it, and I'm going to go, yeah.
It sounds like
it's
Kathleen Turner or something.
It's her birthday today.
It's her birthday.
It's her birthday today. You out?
I'm out.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think I've ever stumped you both. That would be the
voice.
Yeah,
you got us both. Who is it?
Linda Hamilton.
It is.
Linda Hamilton.
I should have said it. That was my logical guess. When
really?
I said it's James Cameron, yeah, that was his wife in the Terminator movies, but
yeah,
I don't know what she sounds like.
That was from 2019 when she was talking about the movie Terminator Dark Fate and her character Sarah Connor coming back.
Jim Cameron called.
Uh-huh.
And then he called a second time.
Okay.
And then he called a third time and said, it's about work. And I was like, oh, what's up?
I see. Now do you hear Linda
now,
Hamilton?
Now I'm angry at myself for just not saying
I have a confession.
What?
I've never seen The Terminator.
Really?
Sarah Connor.
I don't even know who Linda Hamilton is.
Well, she's done a million things. It's not, but she's known for Terminator.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know her. You really got me this time.
Yeah.
No
and
idea.
You would really love those movies.
Yeah, you would.
Really
okay.
good.
Seriously,
okay.
Watch the original Terminator from 1984. It holds up fairly
well,
I think.
It does, yeah. It's really good.
Okay.
Linda Hamilton, 67 years old today. Mary Beth Hurt from The World According to Garp. Remember that movie?
Oh, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
She's 78 years old today. Singer, actress, Christina Milian is 43. Serena Williams is 43 today as well. Happy birthday if you're a celebrant.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Iser.
80s all the way through today, 106.7 Light FM. Cubby, Christine, producer Jamie. Yeah, we're a little hungry, so I'm all about it. I'm all about a good food topic right about
yes.
now. Yes. Yeah.
These might turn you off, though.
Really?
Yeah, I like this. People were asked foods that people say they like, but we think you're lying.
Okay, I like right? this. I like this already.
So on the list, we've got a few from the sea: caviar, escargot, and oysters.
I like oysters.
I hate them all.
I really genuinely like oysters.
You do like oysters?
You do?
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
you just have to like swallow them?
You have to do it quickly. I'll give you that and put it in that, maybe that butter, but.
But what are you tasting? Because that's like how dogs eat. They just, they just swallow their food and then allegedly taste something afterwards.
You do taste it, but you're right, Christine. It's a quick taste. It's like 2 seconds of enjoyment.
Are you supposed to chew it?
No,
right?
No, it's just more like you swallow. But let me get back to caviar. Caviar, I admit, that it sounds fancy to say I had caviar, but it really is not that tasty, I don't think. Maybe because I know what it is.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
And escargot.
Right, no.
Yeah. Oh, escargot's not from the sea. I said from the sea. Escargot is the snail.
Well, snails.
Yeah.
It could
snails
be in the water.
Snails can be in the sea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So again, these are foods that people say I eat, but really we don't like.
Yeah, like maybe almost to sound cool. But
right.
We think you're lying. You don't really like it. Kombucha, not a food, a drink.
Mm.
Have I had that?
Eric legit loves kombucha. It's expensive. Like super expensive.
Is it? You said it's a drink?
Yeah. It's fermented. It's supposed to be really, really good for you.
Oh.
Yeah. Lost you at fermented?
It's probably really good for your gut, though.
Yes. Yeah, he says
well,
that it is.
All the stuff that's not, like, great tasting is good for you. Yeah. Good
which
for you in some way.
Puts kale on the list. I like kale, but, you know.
That I love.
Yeah.
I don't love kale, but I used to hate it, and I've been drinking it sometimes in, like, kind of like these not energy drinks.
Oh, yeah, if you put it in a smoothie.
Smoothie, thank you. And I don't mind it if it's mixed in with other things.
You just bury it with strawberries and blueberries. Right. How about matcha? Going back to kombucha.
Village people?
Matcha.
Matcha man?
The tea.
Oh, tea.
Matcha tea.
No, I don't think I've had that.
You haven't had that either? Okay.
It has a weird aftertaste.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. And on the list, I'm sorry to say this, Starbucks coffee.
That sounds out of left field, out of nowhere.
That no. People say they like it, but they don't.
Well, we know you do, Christine. Yeah.
Cauliflower pizza.
I do like it.
It depends. Sometimes I've had some that are okay. It's not the same, but cauliflower crust.
It's just okay in my book.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, it's maybe a 6.
Yeah.
Like if I was really hungry, I'd probably devour it.
Yeah.
But if I was not really craving it, I don't know.
I agree with this big time. Cakes with fondant. You can't eat that stuff. You cannot eat it.
I don't even know what that is. I'm embarrassed to say this.
It's all the fancy stuff.
Okay, wait, with fondant?
You know, it's like that thick icing that's like rubber on a cake.
You know, they use it to make all the fancy designs and everything, and they say it's edible, and I guess.
But it's like thick.
Ugh.
Right.
Yeah, no. And finally, foods with gold flakes. I don't want to eat gold flakes either.
You can't even taste it.
I'll drink alcohol with gold flakes. Remember,
it's glittery.
Remember Goldschlager?
Goldschlager?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I used to love Goldschlager. That had real gold.
Yeah.
That's different. IPAs are on the list, and also truffle oil and insanely spicy foods. Boom.
There you go. Mm. Give us a text, a food that you think everyone says they like, but they really don't.
They just want to sound cool.
44363. Hey, I know you're cool, Christine. You have all the headlines coming up. What are you working on?
Never been accused of that.
And you like Starbucks, too.
Yeah. Oh, this holiday season, think twice before you buy somebody a gift card.
Cubby and Christine in the morning. More coming up. 106.7 Light Up.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is a face, and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now, and I'll tell you, baby, easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here all alone. It's like you're my mirror.
cause it doesn't seem really as simple. And I can't help but stare cause I see true summer in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. With your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we could go. To live on the past, are we trying to pull you through? You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right in the eye of the enemy. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is a space and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now. I tell you, baby,
WLTW New York.
7 o'clock, we're Light FM. Thank you for having us on, Cubby and Christine, in the morning. And all your headlines now with Christine. Good morning.
Good morning, Cubby. Mayor Adams saying he isn't going anywhere. The first sitting mayor of New York City to be indicted by a federal grand jury. He released a statement yesterday saying he always knew he'd been a target once he became mayor, and he plans to fight the charges because he's innocent, and that is supposed to be unsealed today. So we'll learn more about what those charges are exactly. Hurricane Helene is moving towards Florida's Gulf Coast. It's threatening to bring high winds and life-threatening storm surge. So they are preparing in Florida. 50 Cent has a docuseries that's headed to Netflix about Sean Diddy Combs' legal issues. He shared with Variety on social media about the series, saying, "You didn't believe me, but I bet you believe me now." Disney Plus cracking down on password sharing. So just a heads up, the